it's Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you for joining me this week. Sorry I'm late, but I'm at camp, and we have been running around and doing all sorts of things and just having a blast. And so in a few minutes, as opposed to my regular podcast where I talk about the sermon of the Torah portion of the week and what's going on possibly in the Jewish world, I want to talk a little bit today about one of the fantastic, phenomenal experiences that's offered by the Reform Movement of Judaism, which is our summer camp program. Again, I thank you so much for joining me, and please stay tuned. So this week, I'm at one of our URJ camps. The Union of Reformed Judaism runs several camps across North America. And these camps are places where our kids come and begin to do a lot of different things. First, they begin to separate from really only knowing Judaism and having experiences of Judaism in a home setting. And then they also begin to, for some kids, have to make friends. And friends, not in the sense of parents know parents, but really friendships that are truly based on their ability to relate to other kids and begin to know those kids and begin to develop that little bit of independence that that you probably want them to have at some point in their life. At least, you know, in time to make sure that when they're in graduate school, they're either out of the house or maybe thinking about moving out of the house. I actually grew up at a URJ summer camp at the time it was known as the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, now known as the Union for Reformed Judaism. And my camp growing up was Jacob's Camp in Utica, Mississippi. And this was a place where, gosh, maybe we had 200 campers and 100 staff. In this little town out of the way in Mississippi, hot as could possibly ever be, no air conditioning, but we just had an absolute blast and had a wonderful time. And to this day, I remain friends with kids who were in my first bunk in 1980, and in fact, I have just recently been in touch with a number of people who were from that particular time. So it's one of those, when they say, you know, the people who you meet now will be people who you will know for the rest of your life. It is absolutely true. So what I'd like to do is to play a few clips from some of the song sessions. I think I want to stop talking. I'll try to introduce them a little bit before I decide to play them. And again, I appreciate you listening. Shalom. There is a notion in Judaism that the Sabbath, the time from sundown on a Friday to a sundown on a Saturday, is a time that is welcomed into the Jewish community as if it were the entrance of a bride. And to these ends, a gentleman by the name of Shlomo Halevi wrote Lecha Dodi. And this is a song that was sung originally by mystics in Tzfat to welcome Shabbat as it came into their presence. This song was then taken, and literally there are hundreds of Lecha Dodis, but the one that you're about to hear that was we were singing on Friday evening is by A.B. Rotenberg and is led into with a nigun, with a la-la-la. And then finally you get to a point where you actually are hearing the words, the music, the beat, the drumming, everything going on as we as a congregation were welcoming Shabbat at camp this past week. Please remember that this is a live recording, so you may hear some things like kids talking, what have you. Though they're not supposed to during services, but you get the idea. Anyway, enjoy.
Join us on page 138.
Holy God.